What if this Christmas I choose to be kind to others, whether or not they're kind to me? What if I respond to rudeness with kindness? Then I'll be giving two gifts everyone wants this Christmas, peace and goodwill. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Carry the umbrella. It's going to be wet at times today with scattered to numerous showers around. Kind of a breezy day. Very mild. High temperature up to about 67. Tomorrow, lots of important outdoor activities for sure. Highs in the upper 50s. Rain chances are not zero, but let's say 20% or less, especially first half of the day. A mostly cloudy day, a few sun breaks perhaps. Then on Sunday, pretty nice. High near 60, partly sunny. And then near 60 on Monday as well, with a good bit of sunshine around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Big A Tires, been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands. Price for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Guests coming from holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Don't miss the first ever old-fashioned Christmas celebration at Kickback Ranch and Event Center. This festive event for the whole family takes place Sunday, December 16th between 2 and 7 p.m. Come tell Santa all of your Christmas wishes. Warm your hands around the bonfire and enjoy food trucks, hot apple cider face painting, and Christmas lights galore. That's Sunday, December 16th at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, located just off Highway 331 South in Raymer. For more information, visit Kickback Ranch.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in 6 minutes. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. I got Joey Clark in the studio. Woo! Can we just listen to Aerosmith for 2 more hours?
I would love that.
growing up, when you learn how to play guitar, Aerosmith always comes up because they have some really funky licks and some blues-inspired licks, and so you end up playing a bunch of Aerosmith. And Metallica. Did you end up playing a bunch of Aerosmith and Metallica when you were learning?
Not Metallica.
Man, they got some really...
I did more Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
That's like one of the first licks I learned. Still can play this, Over the Hills and Far Away, that acoustic at the beginning, and then a little Black Dog.
Yeah, nice,
Black
nice.
Black Dog's fun.
But you didn't like learn one and Fade to Black and Inner Sandman?
No, I had a lot of friends who learned the beginning of Fade to Black.
Oh, not the middle. Oh, yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the end of Fade to Black.
It gets a little tough.
It's like one. Anybody can play the opening to one.
Exactly.
Good luck playing the solos. Kirk Hammett is a god.
Yes.
Our number 272-9228, Joey Clark in the studio. It's Friday. It's Frivolous Friday. I'm covering news, but you're more than welcome to call and talk about anything you want. We'll put you on swiftly if we... if we can. I did hold a couple of people till they dropped earlier, only because I was in the middle of the one story I absolutely felt like I had to cover today. But I do have other stories. But, you know, hey, rules are rules. And Friday there ain't there. Tommy.
Yeah, I got a question on this shooting up there in Hoover.
Okay.
They keep announcing on the radio and on the news there about this... black guy that got shot in the back three times, that he had a permit to carry a pistol.
That is true. I mean, those, I believe, are publicly known facts.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah. But was he waving that permit around when he was out there and the police was trying to get things sorted, you know, to where who done the killing and all that?
I know. I heard the words you said, but I don't know why you said them. What do you mean, was he waving the permit around? What?
Well, the police didn't know that he had a permit, and he was out there waving the gun around in the air.
How do you know he was waving the gun around in the air?
Because that's what everybody said, he had a gun.
Okay, everybody said he had a gun. Has anybody said yet he was waving it around in the air?
They said he had it in his hand.
Okay, does anybody say he was waving it around in the air? Words have meaning. As a lawyer, I'm a little more wordsmithy than most. But if you're gonna make an allegation, you need facts to back it up. And this show doesn't put up with the bull crap other shows put up with. Sorry, but if you're gonna make an allegation about a guy who died and was shot to death by police, you better be prepared to back it up. If you're gonna call this program, call somewhere else if you want to just bull people. All right, I'm not gonna put up with it. Do you have evidence that he was waving it around? In the air, waving it in the air. Are you just?
That was stated on the radio and TV.
They stated
trail.
Waving it around. That's what they said?
All right.
I don't believe you. Peace. Chicken Man.
All right, Baron, from yesterday's show, I have to correct you on something he said.
Hold on. I got to prepare myself when I'm going to get corrected.
Why do you got to prepare? This happens a lot.
All right, Chicken Man, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you said that Gitmo was always there.
Yeah, that was corrected on the spot. Well, no, Gitmo has been there since Teddy Roosevelt declared it thusly.
Hmm.
He has that power to take land from other countries on a whim.
Right.
Without shooting a gun. He just said, Cuba is going to give us some land. And they said, okay, here, Mr. Roosevelt. All right, I did mistakenly say it's kind of always been a prison. Apparently, that's not accurate.
Right.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah, but that was corrected on the spot. I don't need recorrection. I learned from my mistakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because
most of my mistakes I learned from.
It was very small, and I mean, it was built to now a super maximum facility.
Well, now, hold on. It was very small, meaning it was always a prison?
No, it was never really a prison there.
It was just a military outpost?
Yeah, it was built. Constructed, temporarily until they built it.
I think Teddy saw the strategic value of Cuba sitting right in the middle of the Caribbean off of the coast of the United States and thought if we could put because he was a Navy guy, he was the Secretary of the Navy, if we could put a naval base right in the middle of the Caribbean, that would be keen.
Well, and that was the peak of the battle of the struggle of empires.
Yeah.
British Empire is still around, and Roosevelt understood to be an imperial power, you needed naval power.
Right. And so but not just, I mean, we have coasts.
Right.
But not in the middle of the Caribbean did we have a coast. Right.
Now, are they still talking about, shutting that down? Because I know one time what Obama was wanting to close Gitmo.
Obama's first executive order the day he took office was that he was going to close Gitmo within 1 year. He served 8 years, and the media gave him a total pass on breaking his initial executive order.
Because none of the states wanted the people that were housed there.
Where were you going to put them?
Right.
None of the countries wanted them.
Well, to me, they've got too much money in the facility to do that. I mean, you're talking huge amounts of money that was put in to build that.
Oh, come on. We waste so much money in this country. Money's never the consideration.
You have a good day.
Money is never the consideration.
No.
I mean, practical political considerations, sure. But we're building multi-billion dollar boats and mobile that can't even float. I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The steering goes out on them. They got hulls that are so fragile, they're like eggshells. You know, they run past a sea otter and they start leaking. That's money is not the consideration.
Well, that was unintended. We'll fix it. Just give us more money.
Randall.
I've been listening to you this morning and reading the news story. Do we really want the Clinton Foundation for taxes and betting and drugs? I mean, ain't that playing in his favor when they leak that kind of stuff? I mean, ain't we going for something bigger than that? Or shouldn't Trump be?
What? Put Al Capone in prison?
Man, why are you going to pull me? I don't know.
Taxes,
Randall.
Tax evasion. He was put in prison for tax evasion. Everybody knew he was guilty, but he was put in prison for tax evasion.
And he got away.
Well, no. Mm-mm. They got him. You know, that's how they caught him, on taxes.
So you're saying that that's what we're going to go for? He's going to go to jail for taxes?
I'm saying you get what you can get. You get what you can get.
But reaching for the stars, but we're going to settle for gambling and taxes. All right. I understand that's the book. That's what he does in his deal. That book he's got.
I don't think they're going to get the Clintons at all. I don't think they're going to get them taxes or anything else. They might get some people in the orbit on the FISA abuse. I've got a little story on that I could talk about.
I used to believe that until the James Comey and the little Greta left hanging in Georgia. Now the Clintons are selling $6 tickets. I don't think that they. I think if they go to jail for any of that, we lose them forever. And Trump don't get his. We don't get our satisfaction. We do not need to dip that low and let them disappear in the justice system. They are never serving.
Nothing motivates Republicans more than the Clintons and the Obamas. Nothing. If you, that's why I've always believed that anybody who thinks that Barack Obama should be killed is an animal. It's crazy. A, you don't. That's not how we settle stuff in the United States. You don't kill your enemies. The Democrats do, but we don't. They kill people like Seth Rich. But we don't kill people.
I'm not saying literally.
But anybody who suggests that Republicans would want Barack Obama dead is not a real Republican, because he is the most motivating thing that can bring out votes. I want him on the campaign trail. Hell, I wish we could amend the Constitution and get him to run for office again. Nothing motivates people like Barack Obama. And Hillary Clinton is a close second.
Had that much to do with anything. He was just a pitcher, boy, a good talk, a good face, and a good laugh. The Clintons are dirty, crooked.
Obama was not in control of that administration at all.
At all. Nothing.
Goldman Sachs was. Saudi Arabia was. He was not.
He didn't have the balls or the money to do it. I mean, it's just the way of facts of life. But on past that, please don't lose him in the justice system, Mr. President. I mean, hang them out for us to look at in 6 years when we got the newspapers back and the TVs back. We can wait 6 more years. Y'all doing a good game. Keep playing.
Randall, I appreciate your call. I got to run to break. 272-9228. I got Joey Clark in the studio. Jack is out. Should be back Monday. I'm Barron. I'm here every day. 9 to noon. A little under 2 hours left. I'm going to make you some promises. We're always going to provide you compelling, philosophically consistent, intellectually honest, and factually correct radio. And when we say something wrong, you're free to call and correct us.
Never had a doubt.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising attracts new customers and heightens your name recognition. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here
Heather from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As we enter the end of the year and holiday season, we want to let the River Region know we have some new and improved financing available with approved credit with payments as low as $90 a month on a new energy efficient system.
Monthly payments as low as $90 with no down payment. That's like Christmas all the time for everyone.
And remember, we can also clear your slow or clogged drains from all your holiday company coming over like Cousin Eddie.
Okay, and every family has a Cousin Eddie.
Or maybe your breakers keep tripping after all your Christmas lights were put up. We can help with that, too.
New and improved financing, off-season pricing, free estimates, clogged drains, breakers overloaded. Let United help you this holiday season. Call today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here, wishing you a Merry Christmas from Capital City Ace Hardware. This time of year is perfect for gathering and grilling. For a limited time, we have an incredible bundle sale on our large and extra large Big Green eggs, with over $300 savings on either size. Now is the time to buy a Big Green egg as a gift or keep it for yourself. This package deal is too good to miss out on. So come and see us over at Capital City Ace Hardware at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan, and if you want it fresh, Tucker Pecan is the place to go.
That's right, Bubba. At Tucker Pecan, we've been doing this since 1952. That's a long time. And over all those years, what we've always done is serve the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Now we make the fresh chocolate-covered pecans, whether you want white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, honey pecans, pralines, cinnamon. You take your pick. We don't freeze them. We make them fresh daily. Make the pralines. Make the divinity. The turtles. We do it all fresh daily. That's the difference in Tucker Pecan Company. And if you want to do something for your family and friends or your business acquaintances, you call us and we will take care of the rest. You send us your list and we'll get it out the door. That's what we do at Tucker Pecan. We make your family giving and your friend giving and your client giving our giving. We take care of it ourselves and do the best possible job you will find anywhere. And we are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Tulane University economist Peter Ricciuti helps us make sense of this crazy stock market and the deeper impact of tariffs than we see at first blush. More on the next What's Working with Cam Marston Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
After 10 o'clock, I have Joey Clark wrangled in the studio, tied down, so to speak.
No, I'm here because I want to be here, Barry.
I don't know about that.
I took time out of my day.
You're here because I want you here.
Sure, okay.
It's a very homoerotic discussion, Joe.
Hey, you want to watch Roadhouse later?
Yes, please.
Can we do it together in our boxer? All right, 272-9228. I'm kidding. 272-9228.
The hell's going on up in News Talk? Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get it.
My face feels hot. Am I blushing?
You are blushing. Yeah. You are blushing. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Man, you talk about something for everybody. Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall is an absolute wonderland this time of year, right? Getting up for the holiday season. I'm with a lot of you. I mean, I went through this the other day. I thought, I don't know what to get for the Secret Santa, Dirty Santa game at work. Right. You know? So what do? I wander around Eastbrook Flea Market. you know, Blue Water employees are hard to shop for.
They are.
And so I wander around Eastbrook Flea Market, and I start getting ideas. See, I start getting ideas. And that is where, that's where it all comes together. That's where it all comes together. Eastbrook Flea Market, Antique Mall. Go do your holiday thinking at Eastbrook Flea Market, Antique Mall on Coliseum Boulevard, just off the Atlanta Highway. You'll see it. It's the anchor store of that whole Eastbrook shopping center right there. 200 vendors, 60,000 square feet, three floors, air conditioned when necessary, heated when necessary. They got snacks, friendly faces galore. You'll smile. They can answer your questions. One of my favorite places to go in Montgomery. One of my favorite places to go in Montgomery. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Get by there and get a chance. 23 minutes after 10 o'clock. Again, Joey Clark in, Jack Campbell out, Baron Coleman in as usual from 9 to noon. So the show, you know, we're about halfway done. About halfway done. I don't want to say that Donald Trump listens to this program. But I'm starting to believe Donald Trump listens to this program.
Voice.
A couple of days ago, I played a clip of Chuck Schumer supporting the border wall. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
It was, what, Tuesday, I think. I think you were here, so it had to be Tuesday. Carolyn was here. She can vouch for this whole conversation. And I said, Carolyn, did I not? Feel free to grab a microphone if you want to rebuke me or exhort me. I said Donald Trump should release this video as a campaign ad and say these guys are hypocrites. These guys truly want the wall, or at least they acted like they did at one time. So imagine my surprise yesterday when I see a Donald Trump clip saying he's in the Rose Garden. He looks at the camera and he says, these Democrats that today say they don't want a wall, and I even went on and said it would prove that they're never Trumpers to the core, and they would go over their principles just to oppose Donald Trump. I said all this Tuesday. I ought to go dig up the audio. Apparently, the White House takes 2 days from after I say something until they can get it produced. Because just yesterday evening, I'm watching Donald Trump on a video on his Twitter feed from the Rose Garden. I'll play it in a minute. I'll have to pull it up. I didn't think enough to pull it up. But I'll pull it up maybe during this segment, if not the next one. In the Rose Garden saying, these Democrats, they can't be trusted. They're hypocrites. They hate me more than they love this country. They hate Donald Trump so much that they'll go against their own courage and convictions, their own political positions, in order to oppose me just because it's me. They're hypocrites. And then he plays a video of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, and all these people supporting a border wall. I'm telling you, if the Trump administration doesn't listen to this show, they should. And if they do listen to this show, they should hire me because I'm 2 days ahead of them. I'm not asking for a job. I'm demanding a job. George.
Hey, Baron.
Yes, sir.
Regarding waving a gun around.
Yeah.
Define the word brandishing.
I don't know. There probably is an actual word. I'm not sure what it is.
Oh, it is.
I mean, there's probably an actual definition. I'm not sure exactly what the definition is. Well, go ahead.
Well,
make your point.
The reason people have the idea somebody was waving a gun around is because on November 22nd, WBRC published a story saying that the guy that got shot was brandishing a gun.
Brandishing.
Brandishing.
Yeah, I'm going to look up the Alabama Code definition of brandishing.
There you go. Is that that show that Chuck Connors was on?
The Alabama Code? No, that's the collection of laws that make up the state we live in.
No, Brandon.
Well, hold on. But just because WBRC said he was brandishing a gun, this is the same news organization that said he was the shooter.
They said they were quoting the Hoover police.
Right, right. The Hoover police said he was the shooter initially. Then they said he was involved. Okay. Then they said, well, maybe he wasn't involved and he was actually trying to save people. So just because they said something doesn't mean that's what he was doing. That's my point. Show me where the guy was brandishing or waving a firearm.
Oh, you want to see the video?
I do. This is where I had a whole conversation the other day. On this program, you probably heard it. I had a whole conversation about the lawyer in me understands why they're not producing the videos because they'll be used against them.
Yep.
And they may be able to keep them excluded from being seen by a jury on some. I doubt it, but maybe. I mean, there's at least some argument you can make that the jury shouldn't see them. But once you play them on the news and release them to the public, they're coming in.
Yeah, and they'll be, the videos will be evidence along with everything else whenever anybody gets to any kind of trial. How long will that be before anything legally happens in this case?
A long, long, long time.
Well, I kind of agree with you. Yeah. Maybe then we'll find out what brandishing meant or what really happened.
I know it's defined in the code. I'm trying to find it.
Really?
I'm almost 99% sure because I've looked this up before, I think. I had a client who shot by mistake into a gas station.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, how do you do that? Well, go ahead.
Well, he was drunk. I mean, all this is public record. It's all on the plea. He was drunk. He goes to holster his weapon to get out of his car to pump gas. It discharges, it ricochets, and it strikes the gas station.
I'm glad it didn't create a spark.
And the issues that came up were, what is brandishing? What is discharging into an occupied dwelling?
Mm-hmm.
What is a dwelling? Oh, okay. All these things came up over the course of the defense. So I know that I'm 99% sure it's defined. I'm just having trouble putting my finger on what it is.
Well, if the source who uttered the word brandishing is not reliable, then it doesn't really matter.
Well, they backtracked two different times. Different times. I mean, at first they said he was the shooter, and they gunned him dead, and like they were treating themselves as heroes. Then somebody was like, "Hey, man, he wasn't the shooter. Well, he was involved." Hmm. And then they're still patting themselves on the back, even though they killed somebody who wasn't the shooter. And then when it was pointed out that he wasn't even involved, then all hell broke loose. I can't get this video to play. I'm trying to play this video of Trump that
Twitter videos won't play up here.
Oh, they won't play up here?
Nope.
Why?
I don't know.
Well,
I know that's a big help, but
yeah. All right. Thanks for your call.
All right. Good night.
272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Let's see here.
Baron is currently looking for this video.
I won't find it.
The Democrats on the wall.
Yeah. There's a reason he doesn't put them on YouTube, because they won't make
take them down.
Yeah. They won't make them easy to find. I'll find a way to do it. I'll find a way to do it.
Just go to his page, like the White House or Trump.
You think it's on the White House page?
You might.
Should be. If it's not, it should be. Just like you should be at Mr. Sandman. I didn't make it by there yesterday.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to. I have to go today. I have to go today. 9 twin mattresses I need. We're going to have. Have you heard the plan? We're going to stack them in like sardines. I'm putting bunk beds all over the house.
That's awesome.
All over the house. We have two sets of bunk beds now. We're kicking it up a notch. We're buying all new mattresses.
I love my bunk beds as a kid.
Oh, man. I had a bunk bed. I loved it. But we're kicking it up a notch. We're getting all new mattresses. Mr. Sandman's going to help us. I trust him. 18 years, he's been voted the best mattress store right here in the River Region. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that, because he's the best. Mr. Sandman, he's on the Atlanta Highway across from Dairy Queen. He's on Highway 14 up in Millbrook. Whether you want to spend a lot or a little, he can find something in your budget. And they got knowledgeable sales staff that is not pushy at all. It's absolutely wonderful. Kathy, sit tight for me.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Felicia Seaman.
And I'm Rebecca Allure. And we are
Smart Skin Spa and Salon.
In historic downtown Prattville, we are proud to offer a full menu of med spa, day spa, and salon services to our community.
Find us on Facebook to see the holiday specials available now.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Don't miss the first ever old-fashioned Christmas celebration at Kickback Ranch and Event Center. This festive event for the whole family takes place Sunday, December 16th between 2 and 7 p.m. Come tell Santa all of your Christmas wishes. Warm your hands around the bonfire and enjoy food trucks, hot apple cider face painting, and Christmas lights galore. That's Sunday, December 16th at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, located just off Highway 331 South in Raymer. For more information, visit kickbackranch.net.
Stocks are lower. Investors concerned about slowing growth in China and the potential for a trade war. The Dow now down more than 200 points. Retail sales rising 0.2% in November. Consumers bought furniture, electronics, and a range of other goods. Some analysts say Apple's plan to add thousands of jobs in Austin and other cities indicates a new direction for the company. They say Apple will rely on services and higher-priced devices in the future. Apple shares are lower today. Luxury travel is booming. The mega company LVMH Moët Hennessy Louis Vuitton says it has agreed to acquire Belmond Limited, a London-based owner and operator of high-end hotels. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Carry the umbrella. It's going to be wet at times today with scattered to numerous showers around. Kind of a breezy day. Very mild. High temperature up to about 67. Tomorrow, lots of important outdoor activities for sure. Highs in the upper 50s. Rain chances are not zero, but let's say 20% or less, especially first half of the day. A mostly cloudy day, a few sun breaks perhaps. Then on Sunday, pretty nice. High near 60, partly sunny. And then near 60 on Monday as well, with a good bit of sunshine around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Papa was a copper and the mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never
25 minutes till the top of the hour. Carolyn's here shagging phones. Joey's here joining us as a sidekick. Jack is out. I'm Barron. I'm here every day. I don't have anything else to do. Everybody else has fun. Carolyn having so much fun, she can only come in 2 days a week. So is Jack. our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. My friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, generous sponsors of hour number two. Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. I cannot thank them enough for what they've done for this audience. They've changed so many lives. I mean, think how life-changing it would be if you could shave a few hundred dollars a month, maybe more, off your monthly payments. She saved people anywhere from $100 to $200 to $500 to $1,000, $1,500. I remember her calling in one day talking about saving someone almost $2,000 a month in total payments. That's life-changing money. That's $25,000 a year tax-free. That's a big, big difference. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, absolutely incredible. Call them. They got my utmost trust. I've used them. 567-4223. 567-4223. You can check her out on the web, alahomemortgage.com. alahomemortgage.com. You can fill out the entire application online. Safe, secured, encrypted. Stays right here in the River Region. Doesn't get shipped over to China or India for your stuff to get stolen. No, that's for the dot-coms that advertise on the national television stuff. No. Kim Williams is local. She's from here. 567-4223. Trust her. I do. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Kathy.
Hey, how you doing?
Kathy, is that with a K or a C?
K.
I think we've covered this before.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is from California as well, because I can't find nothing for Alabama, but it says their Penal Code 417 states that drawing, exhibiting, or using a firearm or deadly weapon, this offense is commonly referred to as brandishing a weapon.
Yeah, that was my, I think, you're bringing it all back now. I don't remember this case very well, but I remember the issue now that you mentioned that was whether or not he was seen holding his gun before he holstered it. Because the brandishing kind of turned on whether or not he had was doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I kept hearing the word brandishing.
Him. Yeah, but here's the deal. And thanks for your call. That was excellent. This is precisely what this phone is to be used for. To
add, it also to add says to the here.
Uh-oh, careful. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It also says here that when you brandish a weapon or firearm in a rude, angry, or threatening manner, prosecutors could charge you with this offense of brandishing a weapon.
Wow. Rude, angry, or threatening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome on it.
What if you just got resting bitch face? And you look rude, threatening, or angry. But you're like in a decent mood.
Well, I'm in trouble.
What if you're in a decent mood, but you got a gun, but you got that look on your face, and you like pull it out of the holster and like inspect it for a second, put it back, and someone's like, she is rude, threatening, aggressive? And like, is there an affirmative defense for resting bitch face? No, this is what I always look like, officer. Look at every picture on me on Facebook. I always look rude, angry, and threatening. Some women should not carry a gun. Some dudes should not carry a gun. If that's the law.
I think I have a resting sad clown face. Like Puddle's pity party. You know, just paint my face all in white. I'll be a sad
clown. I've just got resting seven face or six face. You know, I'm average.
No.
And I'm okay with it.
Fair enough.
And
likewise.
You know,
yeah.
I'm fine with that. I'm not looking to become a runway model or movie actor anytime soon. It's the reason we're on the radio, Joey.
Well, right. Likewise.
Yeah. 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. I can't find the video. But trust me, it's out there. Trump listens to the program, concocts videos. You can go to his Twitter. I think it's the second to last video he put up. And you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I promise you, you're going to love it. You're going to say, man, I just listened Tuesday. I just heard about that. Just to follow up on what we've talked about now for a couple of segments, the Attorney General's office is going to take over the prosecution of the Hoover Mall shooting case. This according to Attorney General Steve Marshall, who held a press conference yesterday to say his office is going to take over prosecuting the shootings. I don't know whether that means he's determined there was criminal activity afoot, but we'll find out. He notified Jefferson County District Attorney Danny Carr that he's assuming prosecution of the cases after admission by the district attorney in a letter to Marshall the presence of potential conflict between himself and key parties. So this is good. I was scared to death Marshall was going to have a press conference and act like the big bad attorney general and basically say the district attorney of Birmingham or district attorney Jefferson County is incapable of trusting the police departments and investigating them. That would be bad. But if the DA has said, hey, I might have a conflict, well, then it's a natural thing to take over it. So that's good. Said, based on your information you provided in that letter, multiple conversations on the subject, particularly your acknowledgement that a fair-minded objective observer would conclude a conflict exists, I've determined to, you know, take over, yada, yada. So that's good.
Interesting.
I'm glad. I was scared, frankly, when I heard he was going to have a press conference on that issue. I thought, great, this is going to help the protesting up in Birmingham. Someone texted me and said, where do you stand on the protest? I understand them.
Yeah, likewise. I don't really get the blocking traffic thing. I guess it gets people's attention. But
yeah, I understand the frustration when, you know, the police department, who's supposed to keep you safe, is shooting you dead. And it looks like there may have been an initial attempt to cover it up by maligning the character and integrity of the person they shot and killed. I don't think it gets much more low down than that.
The advice I try to give myself on these issues, and I'll give to anybody looking at this issue, especially a police-involved shooting, whether you're more prone to say, let's support the guys in blue, or You know, people are black and brown in this country more likely to be shot. Whatever side, whatever narrative you buy into, I would say it's best to look at this in terms of individual justice and the given circumstances of the particular event. When it starts playing into a larger narrative, that's when we start defending symbols and tribes and not actually looking at facts.
Yeah, and people start... There have been two... The problem is you got to have... I call it crowd credibility. When you're officiating a basketball game or a football game and the crowd boos every call you make, let's say you miss a call and they boo.
Right.
The boy who cried wolf. You got to have crowd credibility. Same thing with protesters. You got to have crowd credibility. The guy up in Minnesota that was shot and killed while he was trying to just produce his wallet.
Yeah,
that guy was senselessly slaughtered.
That was nuts.
Felipe Castillo. Yeah. Philandro Castillo. That was his name.
It's Castillo's last name.
Yeah, Philandro Castillo, I think, was his name. That guy was just murdered, just butchered in broad daylight. You can protest that. You don't have to necessarily protest the Trayvon Martins and the Mike Browns of the world, the guy over in Ferguson, because you lose credibility. You lose credibility. Protest the easy cases. Protest the easy cases. And then when the law enforcement and the government sees you get fired up, they think, oh, we screwed up.
Yep.
But if you get fired up over everything because you're defending a symbol instead of an individual fact pattern, you're right. Speaking of defending a bigger cause, guess who's filing bankruptcy?
Who?
The Scouts BSA, which used to be known as Boy Scouts of America, and then wanted to be known as the Boy and Girl Scouts, and the Girl Scouts freaked out. They're like, wait, we've been defending the trademark Girl Scouts for 100 years. Knock it off. Boy Scouts is going to be declaring bankruptcy after people leaving in droves after their decision to allow gay scout leaders and girls into the deal. At its peak, it had 4 million members at its peak. It's now down almost half, 2.3 million. And, I mean, it's directly because of it. You know who's really got them terrified?
Who?
Mormons. About a third of the Boy Scouts are Mormons. Scouting is huge in the Mormon community. About a third of the Scouts are Mormons. And they said, you change your policy on gay scout leaders and girls in the scouts, or we're taking our scouts and we're forming our own organization, and we're going to tell our people they can't join the Boy Scouts. And it's just, it's going to be the end of them.
See, I was never a Boy Scout, so I don't really feel tied to it, but...
Joey, yeah. I think I have a picture of me in a scouting uniform on this phone. I went to two meetings. Maybe one. I remember one, we were trying to blow ping pong balls around the table.
Did you practice, like, whittling?
Hell, I never got to that point.
What about, like, you shoot guns at all?
Oh, Joey, no.
Start fires, learn how to tie knots?
I've learned how to tie knots in my later days, Joey. But I did not know how to tie knots at that time. I can't find the picture. It's cute. Oh, I think my mom put it on Facebook. I think that's where it is. I was looking through my phone. I think it was on Facebook.
Okay. I'd love to see it.
I know you would. I look good in my suit. I had kind of like quasi-spiked hair. I was looking good. Who's that? Lori? Lori?
I had to call back.
You can call back. It's Friday. This. Go ahead.
Okay, I got to say this. First of all, I was a brownie for a little while when I was little. But, okay, I have a gay brother. My husband was the best man at his wedding. And here's the deal. Parents need to suck it up, buttercup. If your child is a girl, he goes to Girl Scout. He goes to Brownie. If your child is a boy, he goes to Boy Scout. I mean, what? You can't even have the Boy Scout without now. We got to allow girls in the Boy Scouts?
No, that's already been decided. We already had this argument.
I know, but it is idiotic to the very core. It is just to the very core. And I'm very open-minded because, like I said, I have a gay brother. My husband was best man at his wedding for his husband. And, I mean, I'm all about be happy, do you, don't hurt others, be a good person. That's what it's about, your character as an individual, you know, your integrity. But, I mean, Boy Scouts was created for boys.
I think I went to one or two meetings.
I was a brownie for a minute.
I went and got my blue shirt. I didn't get the brown shirt. thankfully. I mean, think of the historical connotation.
But you know what? I was a tomboy. That's why, you know, the brownies, like, I was a tomboy. I ran around playing in the woods with my cousins and my brothers and stuff, and I didn't wear dresses, and I was a tomboy. But
did that carry over into your adulthood?
No, I'm very much a female. I'm married to a man. I'm quite okay with the woman that I am, but I was kind of a little tomboy. But I couldn't imagine my little 8-year-old self telling my mom, well, I'm offended, I want to be a Boy Scout. My mom going and raising hell until they let me in the Boy Scouts because I was more of a tomboy. You know, but
yeah.
It just, to me, it's like, if it can get any stupider in the world, it just does.
Lori, are we friends on Facebook?
We're not, but we
I was going to be the one to determine whether or not you grew out of it.
Thanks,
I'm just kidding, Lori. Hey, go be my friend. I don't know your name. Go be my friend.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Thank you.
Baron with one R. You'll find me.
Baron Coleman.
Yeah.
One R.
Well, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Craig.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing well.
Let me talk about the Boy Scouts. I'm 61, but I was in the Cub Scouts. I was in the Boy Scouts. I was an Eagle Scout. It was a great program. But, you know, when they went through this change to have gay scout masters and girls in the Boy Scouts, some of these guys that, you know, I was in the Scouts with them, they said that'll be the end of the Boy Scouts. And they brought this on themselves. They're just trying to be too politically correct, and that's what is going to destroy them. I agree.
You know, I don't know why people are terrified of the leftist mob. How many wacko bird leftists are in the Boy Scouts anyway? Honestly.
Right.
Go to your average, you know, lumberjack shirt wearing woman who drives a Subaru and has two dogs. She probably doesn't have sons, and if so, they're not in the Boy Scouts.
That's right.
Go to your average, you know, effeminate, you know, whatever, you know, Ivy League graduated man with his, you know, I don't want to sit here and name a bunch of stereotypes. Yeah, it got, you know, the whole thing. His kids aren't in the Boy Scouts. You know whose kids are in the Boy Scouts? Mormons. Mormons. They make up a third of them. You know who else? You know what? They're not worried about the pressure from leftists. You know who else is in the Boy Scouts? Rednecks. Rednecks,
oh, yeah.
Country people, I mean, rural folks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it tends to be.
Craig. You know how sometimes you can tell if a caller's white or black just by listening to their voice? I can sometimes tell if they're rednecks or not. Craig, I can tell you're a redneck. And you were in the Boy Scouts.
I'm really not. I wouldn't say I'm liberal. I wouldn't say I'm a super conservative, but I'm right down the middle of the road.
Craig, I didn't say you were conservative or liberal. I said you were a redneck. It's different. Southern, country, rural.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think the girls should be in the Boy Scouts?
No, hell no. Hell no. That's why they're going bankrupt.
That's all I'm saying.
I know, and I'm with you. I'm just saying you rural folks, me included, that's who populates the Boy Scouts, not the East and West Coast libs. I bet you the Berkeley troop of Boy Scouts is very small, if it exists.
I agree 100% with you on that.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
272922. See, somebody misunderstood my Subaru comment. I got a text from a male friend who says Subaru driver's triggered. He drives a Subaru.
Yeah.
My point is it's the female Subaru drivers that wear the lumberjack shirts, have the black labs, and probably don't have children. That was my only point.
Climb a lot of, you know, rock walls or something?
It might. That tool belts really, in the back?
That doesn't really mean anything.
Might have played softball.
I'm sorry, but I apologize for nothing to all you married women out there who like to climb a rock wall.
You climb rock walls?
It's been a while.
You know, a friend of mine fell like 100 feet off a rock wall, free climbing. And was in a body cast for a long time.
We had a guy at Fun Zone who raced a kid up to the top of that rock wall, and he forgot to put a harness on. So he beat the kid, hits the buzzer, drops like he's got a harness on, breaks both ankles.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was his own fault, though.
9 minutes till the top of the hour. Joey's in. Contrast to white on white. In between the moon and you, angels get a better view of the crumbling.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here, and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelers, we make it. We really make it. And this Christmas, we have a Christmas special for only $100. No one can do this in the country. 14-karat white, yellow, rose gold, Tiffany-style diamond solitaire bezel necklace. Unbelievably beautiful. Everybody loves it. You cannot beat this. Come and see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Pepper Tree Shop. We're open 7 days a week. Marguerite's Christmas special, $100. No one does this in the country. It's gorgeous. The women absolutely love it. Come see us. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Pizza Kitchen is such a generous sponsor of this program, today being absolutely no exception. Have I told you about the special this week being the rigatoni bolognese? Have I told you how meaty and tangy and sweet and delicious the sauce is? Have I told you how perfectly the bountiful serving of pasta is that it comes with? Have I? Trust me.
You're telling me now, and I like it.
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you can pair all of that with a salad for $9. Wow. Handmade, homemade salad dressings made right there on site. You're going to love Midtown Pizza Kitchen. You're going to absolutely love Midtown Pizza Kitchen. But, man, rigatoni bolognese doesn't suit my fancy. That's fine. They got all kinds of pastas. They got the non-pasta dishes. They've got salads. They've got pizza pie, award-winning pizza pie, folded pies. You can make your own. You can pick from one of their specialty pies. They got appetizers, desserts, the whole nine yards. Sandwiches? Oh, my gosh. Sandwiches as big as... like rugby footballs are massive. Massive sandwiches. So get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Two locations. High Point Shopping Center in Prattville. Zelda Place location right here in beautiful, beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Urbanite.
Oh, you know, I'm really saying that my favorite Esquire and my
favorite celebrity millennial has no vision. You know, the scouting thing is real simple. You know, people stopped doing scouting because it became irrelevant or non-relevant. So what we do is we update scouting, and we start with, by 16, you get a defensive driving badge. And obviously you learn all the basic stuff like how to hunt, fish, and make fire out of nothing. And then you'll get a Kama Sutra badge.
Hold on. I'm going to stop you right before the Kama Sutra badge. if scouting is outdated, mm-hmm. but you're going to retain the making fire badge.
Oh, heck yeah, man.
Okay. It doesn't get more outdated than the birth of civilization around a fireplace.
Well, you know, you have to have new things to make fire out of, you know?
Right.
You know, I was taught to do it with a piece of hair and, you know, and a piece of wood.
Okay. When you said new things to make fire out of, I thought you were talking about, like, purple Urkel or something.
Well, you know,
or, like, silver haze.
Whatever gets you off, you know, I'm just saying. But I'm more interested in the Kama Sutra badge.
No, we're not going to talk about that badge at 9:30.
That book's a waste. It's kind of like taking grammar. Learn to write, and you don't need to know the names for all the different things.
Yeah, you do. It's a thousand-year tradition.
Hey.
Yeah.
Just follow your instinct. You'll get there.
Ovid's better than that crap anyway.
It'll get there. If you don't have any instinct, find somebody who does. I'm kidding, Ronnie. I would never suggest that. Go ahead, Ronnie.
How are we doing today, young men?
How are you?
Doing well.
Well, I've been doing pretty good. Hell, I'm a redneck and proud of it, and I was a Boy Scout.
You been grazing the grass today?
I can't hear you. I had to pull over to where I can talk to you. It's raining.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Then the answer's clearly no.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're an Eagle Scout, you done got on up maybe 15, 16, 17, even 18 years old. And you got girls involved, and even boys, scouts, that hadn't reached that far, and maybe a tenderfoot or whatever they are. You know, they're 12 and 13 and 14, so they're starting to explore themselves. And then you got girls in the mix, and you go on a camping trip out in the woods somewhere where you're learning to start fires and how to cook and all that, then things could go awry. And some Boy Scouts used your daughter because she was in the Boy Scouts with them boys. You want to go out there and hurt somebody.
Yeah.
So, and that's a big reason that I'm against it, because them hormones start kicking in around them ages.
Okay.
But anyway, y'all have a great day. Enjoy your rainy day.
Okay.
I hate it, man.
All right.
Y'all have a good
day. Thanks. Bye.
But wouldn't you want your young daughter to be kissed by somebody who shows integrity and know-how?
And knows how to build a fire?
Exactly.
And tie knots?
Exactly.
I don't want anyone who knows how to tie knots anywhere near my daughter.
Good with woodworking?